أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء فطلقوهن لعدتهن وأحصوا العدة واتقوا الله ربكم لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعد حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه لا تدري لعل الله يحدث بعد ذلك أمرا فإذا بلغن أجلهن فأمسكوهن بمعروف أو فارقوهن بمعروف وأشهدوا ذوي عدل منكم وأقيموا الشهادة لله ذلكم يوعظ به من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب ومن يتوكل على الله فهو حسبه إن الله بالغ أمره قد جعل الله لكل شيء قدرا واللائي يئسن من المحيض من نسائكم إن ارتبتم فعدتهن ثلاثة أشهر واللائي لم يحضن وأولات الأحمال أجلهن أن يضعن حملهن ومن يتق الله يجعل له من أمره يسرا ذلك أمر الله أنزله إليكم ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructs people, when you divorce women, then divorce them at the approach of the waiting period, and count accurately the waiting period. Fear Allah, your Rabb, and don't turn them out of their homes, nor should they leave in the waiting period, unless they are guilty of some open lewdness. Such are the limits of Allah Ta'ala, and whoever transgresses the limits of Allah Ta'ala wrongs himself. You do not know, perhaps Allah Ta'ala will bring about some type of a new situation after all this. When they are approaching the end of the waiting period, then make sure what you are doing. You still have a choice to reconcile and to revoke the divorce that you have issued. So make up your mind, be sure, ponder and think correctly, then either take them back with respect and dignity or part from them with dignity and respect. But at the time that you reconcile, you wish to revoke, then appoint two just witnesses amongst yourselves and establish evidence for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Such advice is being given to all those who believe in Allah and the last day, and whosoever is careful, takes care of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala arranges an exit for him and provides for him from sources that he could least expect. But the one who puts his trust in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is enough for him. Allah Ta'ala will definitely accomplish his plan. And for everything, Allah Ta'ala has appointed due proportion. The institution of marriage is not just an ordinary contract, like how we enter into a business contract. Rather, it is something that is divine. Therefore, it was the practice of every Nabi to enter into nikah. that he speaks about nikah completing a person's half iman, half faith, and marrying is the sunnah of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Nabi Sallam himself practiced it, encouraged it, and lived that way. So nikah being something instituted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, got the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the husband and the wife, if they sit down and they enjoy themselves, they amuse themselves with respect and love, then this is even better than engaging in nafil salah. Imagine the spouses are sitting, musing and pleasing themselves, no haram involved, then this is even better than engaging in nafil salah. So how desired is this institution of marriage in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. But sometimes there are some differences on account of the differences being irreconcilable, then they have to part ways. And Allah Ta'ala has made us, and He knows our limits, that we can manage certain things, and certain things are beyond us, and we can't manage them. But when we cannot manage them, then we don't act rationally, rather we follow procedures. We don't just get up in the morning one day and say, no, I want to end up this marriage, and then without consideration and without thought, you just end up and terminate the marriage. So the hadith says that marry, make nikah, and don't divorce. Because the divorce, with divorce, the arsh, the throne of Allah Ta'ala trembles. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't like the person who just after pleasure and enjoyment goes on divorcing. So this is not something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you have to terminate, then do it with a lot of dignity, with a lot of respect. Think about it, subject yourself to a family council, that some of your differences can be reconciled. Perhaps sometimes in the reconciliation process, what you thought can never be reconciled, just the smile of an infant or his tear and crying can reconcile the hearts that have been totally broken down and alienated. So do this, but do it with procedure, do it the correct way, do it that you bring about the least amount of injury and pain to both the parties. إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ So the one thing is, after due consideration and following all the required procedure, and you have resolved to divorce and end the marriage, then to طَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ Then divorce women in the prescribed waiting period, what we know, the iddat. So before the approach of, at the approach of the waiting period, you may divorce. So that means the waiting period commences with the haiz, the monthly causes. So before the monthly cause can actually commence, in the state of purity, where you had no conjugal relationship with the woman, then too you feel that I need to end up this marriage, then in the state we had no relationship, and it was the state of purity, and then that state of purity is about to end, the monthly cause is about to commence, then issue that one divorce. So this is how you will go about terminating the marriage. Subject yourself to a family council, think about it, try and resolve your differences, and look at the good of the other, what you have gained, look at your children and their welfare and the future. After you have exhausted all your efforts, and then too you've resolved, then at the last stage, now think about divorce. But then the divorce as well is done in the state of purity, where you had no conjugal relationship, just before the approach of the monthly calls. So wa'ahsul idda, and be sure of counting the waiting period correctly. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabb. Be careful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot conceal and hide away anything from Allah ta'ala. Islamic law and guidance is totally different and unique in its nature, not like the worldly and manly made-up war. At every stage, at every step, we are cautioned about the presence of Allah ta'ala. Whatever you are doing, remember, you are being watched. Don't do anything in negligence and forgetting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن. When they are in that waiting period, iddat, then don't turn them out from their homes. They are supposed to be living in their homes, so don't turn them out. Nor should they leave their homes unless they are guilty of lewd conduct. It doesn't mean that when they are guilty of lewd conduct, then you must turn them out. In other words, showing that only a woman that is lewd is going to leave the home. So it is an exaggerated clause to show that she will not leave the house. Unless she is totally indecent, then she will leave. Otherwise, a normal Muslim, respectable woman will not just leave the home. And these are the limits ordained by Allah Ta'ala. And whoever transgresses these laws of Allah Ta'ala, then he has wronged himself. You do not know. Perhaps Allah Ta'ala will bring about a new situation after all this. Like explain, if you're going through the procedure, and then there may be something that may just reconcile the differences that may seem to be irreconcilable. Some smile or something that may happen, some reflection. So you do not know. If you're going to follow this procedure, then it is to your advantage. Just one divorce and then one clear word of divorce, you still have the right to reconcile, to revoke the marriage, you still have got all the right. You do not know. And some new thing may just come up, some new situation may come up, and that which seemed to be irreconcilable, now it's reconciled. You are happy again, as though that whole incident of the past has been totally deleted from your mind. So give these occasions a chance to work themselves. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in haste. فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا أَجَلَهُنَّ. Now, the woman has come to the end of the waiting period. You still have got the right to revoke. It was just one divorce that you have issued. You still have got the right laterally to revoke the whole marriage. So now make up your mind. You've given her enough time. You've given yourself enough time. You have subjected yourself to a marital council, to a family council. Now think about it very carefully what you are doing. So if you want to take her back, then take her back respectfully. Not like dirt and filth. Rather, in a dignified, in a respectable manner, or part with them in a respectable manner. And when you are doing this, then appoint two just men as witnesses, so that your nafs doesn't have the better over you. You just take her without appointing witnesses, and perhaps the iddat has already ended, and she's out of your nikah. When she's out of your nikah, you may just take advantage over the situation and reconcile after the iddat has ended. When she is separated from you permanently, then if you want to appoint witnesses, and whatever you are doing is seen by everybody, then it is difficult for you to go back against your word. This advice has been given to all those who believe in Allah Ta'ala and the last day. And remember, the one that takes care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala arranges an exit for him from every situation, provides him with sustenance from sources he will least expect. And remember, the one who trusts in Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is enough for him. Allah Ta'ala will definitely accomplish his plan. We must learn to curb our anger and our impatience. Circumstances may be disheartening. Friends may be unreasonable, but that doesn't mean now that we come to the end and just act irrationally. Allah Ta'ala has a plan for everything. His plan will definitely be accomplished. Wait and give peace a chance. Maybe Allah Ta'ala will bring about a situation, and Allah Ta'ala will definitely complete and accomplish his plan. For everything Allah Ta'ala has made in due proportion. Now there are those women who don't have those monthly causes. Perhaps they are past that age, the age of marriage. وَاللَّا إِيَيْسْنَ مِنَ الْمَحِيدِ. Those women amongst you who have passed the age of monthly causes, if you are in doubt, then what is their waiting period? Then their waiting period is 3 months, because they don't experience monthly causes any longer, and 3 months will be in place of that 3 monthly causes. As well as those women who do not have hazes yet, do not go through the monthly causes. وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلْهُنْ. But pregnant women, what is their waiting period? Their waiting period is they deliver that load of theirs. they deliver the child that they are carrying. This is their waiting period. This is their iddat. And whoever takes care of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will make his work easy for him. And this is the command of Allah Ta'ala that he reveals to you. But whoever fears Allah Ta'ala, takes care of Allah Ta'ala at all situations, then Allah Ta'ala will blot out his wrongs and enlarge his reward. May Allah give us tawfiq.